First, toe clippers had to be left at home. Then you had to take off your shoes. And next time you travel by plane, your child's teddy bear may be under close scrutiny. The Washington Post today reports that in August, the Department of Homeland Security sent a memo to airlines and airport security warning them to be on the lookout for suspicious-looking pillows, coats, and stuffed animals. According to U.S. intelligence, terrorists could be using a chemical to turn the stuffing inside these items into a dangerous bomb. Joining me on the phone from his office is Washington Post reporter John Mintz. Welcome to Talk of the Nation, John.
Thank you, John.
What is being done to make these items like teddy bears and coats explosive?
The stuffing inside of some cushions or stuffed animals could conceivably be treated with certain chemicals. One of the main ones is called nitrocellulose. It's a very common compound used in manufacturing and in paints and many household items. You could treat the material that's inside some of these other household items, like stuffed animals. You could treat it with nitrocellulose, and if you dry it just the right way so that it doesn't have a foul smell to it, you could cram it back inside a container like a cushion, like a teddy bear, like a bulky overcoat, and you could ignite it. And it conceivably could just flare up, depending on the circumstances, could just flare up really hot and really bright and then go out. Or it could be, under the right circumstances, explosive.
Mm-hmm. What kind of circumstances?
Apparently, it has to be very, very tightly packed into a container of some kind. I'm not an explosives expert, but I think that I have been told that it could even be in a very tightly packed cushion or pillow, or in other circumstances other than getting aboard an airliner. It could be in a piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that takes this kind, this soft-sided type of stuffing or material, if treated the right way and ignited the right way, could kill you.
Mm-hmm. Could it, for instance, blow a hole in the side of an airliner?
It is conceivable that it could blow a hole in the fuselage of a jetliner, which would obviously make it extremely dangerous. And this is what led the Homeland Security Department about 2 months ago to put out a confidential warning to airport security people all over the world, as well as airlines, warning security types to be looking out for these types of innocuous, until now innocuous items. Now we're asking airport screeners to be looking out for just about everything: your cell phone, camera, computers, and now your teddy bear.
Can these explosives be detected?
They cannot be detected in X-rays. They can be detected with some other rather arcane gizmos. You may notice that sometimes, randomly, as you go through an airport screening place, that someone will swab one or another of your belongings mm-hmm. with some kind of Q-tip looking thing or some piece of cotton, and then stick it inside a little machine, usually a handheld machine, and then they'll get a reading on it and then let you go through. What that is doing is that's heating up the swab that they've taken of your stuff, and if it releases a certain kind of chemical, certain type of almost undetectable residue, then it sets off an alarm if it recognizes the signature of certain kinds of chemicals. Now, the Homeland Security Department has many of these little devices on hand, but now they're investing in an even more sophisticated piece of equipment, and this is a walk-through portal. It's like one of the big X-ray machines, but this is different. As you walk through, this is at the airport now, as you walk through, it blows a stiff blast of air on you that is designed to dislocate some undetectable residue of stuff that's on you, on your hair, your mm-hmm. clothes, your body, and then these sensors will look out for the telltale signature of certain types of explosives if you've got that on you.
Hmm. Well, John, I think I'll leave my teddy bear home next time I travel.
That.
Thanks so much for speaking with us on Talk of the Nation.
Will do, John.
John Mintz is a reporter for The Washington Post. He joined us from his office here in Washington. In Washington, I'm John Itzty, sitting in for Neil Conan.